public flogging carried out in the presence of both junior and senior students. It was an experience no one ever forgot. Years later, the eminent critic Vladimir Stasov remembered one such occasion with bitter vividness.
The director shouted and threatened so much that he threw himself into an authoritarian hysteria from which he could not retreat. As a result, he decided to whip everyone in the class. The boys were lined up, and two soldiers seized the boy at the end, Vladimir Spassky, who resisted and fought back desperately. They stripped him naked, laid him on a bench, and began to whip him. The director, his hands behind his back, walked to and fro about the room with uneven steps, while the tutors kept official silence. They flogged Spassky first, then Vietlirsky, a fine troublemaker, but in this affair quite blameless. As he was being whipped, he kept shouting in a heart-rending voice that he was innocent. All my insides were trembling. Finally, the director shouted for them to stop and went away without saying a word or looking back. We dispersed and went to our rooms.
On another occasion, a boy with whom Tchaikovsky had become friends was caught smoking. He was sentenced to 65 strokes by the brutal Colonel Rutenberg, the inspector, more like it, tormentor of students. One of